Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you're damn right we do. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true.
Hey.
What do we have to report on?
Well, last night we had some red wine and some Xanax, and we watched the VMAs.
I didn't
That's
have any
all
Xanax.
There is to report. No?
No.
I didn't give you any Xanax? No. It's on the counter. It's there. I thought we all took some Xanax.
Oh, man.
Well, I popped one, and we blasted through two bottles of red wine.
Yeah.
Those VMAs just fucking, they scared me is what they did. I didn't know what was going on.
They made me feel very old.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't know who was who.
The attention span of the youth is shocking.
Yeah,
at this point.
It was just like violently colorful, loud images and
five logos,
brands. Yeah, it was
brand tie-in, half music video.
Yeah, I'm like, are we
sketch,
still watching the VMAs or is this a gum commercial? I don't know.
Also, we're 1,000 years old. Apparently.
We are 1,000 combined years, and then there was the presidential candidacy of Kanye. So then that happened.
Oh yeah, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen the VMAs. In 5 years, Kanye will be running for president.
Yeah, he wasn't running now. I guess that was too soon now. But for 2020,
and his wife's swollen nipples will be his running mate.
They will. The VP are those
nips, hot nips. You know who else has hot nips?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that segue.
You know, that remains to be seen. We'll figure that out throughout the course of the show. Hopefully.
Oh, jeez.
You know this pop punk powerhouse. You've heard her lead vocals in the awesome New York bands Chumped and the Rentiers. Is that how you pronounce that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've seen and heard her wail in the AV Club undercover segment where Chumped covered the Crystals tune. He's a rebel. We welcome Miss Anika Pyle.
Hi.
Hello, hello,
hi.
Hello.
I'm here with my hot nips. two of them, actually.
Oh, shit. Fancy.
Two? Whoa, now you're just bragging. No, Anika is dressed, and we're just perverts.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
thanks
thank you
for having me.
Did you catch those that awards show last night?
No, it's good. Been like months since I watched television.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
living under a rock.
That's good. It's better that way.
What's funny is we were like, "Oh, we're not watching those," and then we like did.
It just happened. We don't really watch.
Well, because we were flipping through and it was just like kind of the last half, but then they replay it immediately. So I feel like all told, we kind of saw the whole thing just
we
out
did.
Of order.
Yeah.
Again, we're 1,000 years old.
We are.
Yeah.
Big Miley fan, though. She's an outrageous human being. So
speaking of nips, she had a nip slip.
She did. You captured it.
No way.
Yeah.
A nip slip.
It was a straight up nip slip. She was doing
she knew what she was doing.
Sure. She
but
did.
MTV's like.
She was backstage. It was one of those, like, we're cutting to commercial, but she's getting into her next costume. And then she just pulled the curtain back a little bit, and her nip was completely exposed. And then they cut to a different, of course, immediately cut to something else. And then, but her audio was still going because you just hear her go, well, what was that? You could see my nipple. So somebody was like, hey, Miley.
She's a freak.
Yeah. She lets it hang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Diana just pulled up.
Come on, don't leave me hanging.
Left Haas out to dry, not to see that.
Haas is feverishly masturbating
yep,
for our
he
listeners.
Just very quickly tugged one out. Oh, man. Well, you know, last night we wined and dined and took some pharmaceuticals, some of us. But we also like to wine.
You're like, last night we took acid, and I'm like, excuse me?
I went on a journey last night. I haven't slept since. So, yeah, we like to wine and dine our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Anika asked for some gin and tonic as her favorite
beverage.
Yeah,
a little G&T. Refreshing summer beverage, you know.
Ooh.
Well, I do declare.
Yes, it makes you feel that way, doesn't it?
It does.
Southern Belle on the porch.
Oh, yeah, Southern Belle.
It's a great Southern, summer drink.
Yeah.
Southern drunk.
Southern drunk.
A drunk Southern Belle.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you don't have to be Southern, but it helps.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Colorado.
Okay, because
yeah,
I saw that you lived in Monument, Colorado.
I did live in Monument, Colorado.
I went to Boulder for college.
Oh, okay.
And we were just out in Colorado for a wedding.
Fruta, out past Grand Junction. It's a tiny little place.
Never
Grand
been.
Grand Junction, yeah, out west.
Yeah, Colorado. It's full of rolling hills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Those mountains were special.
Yeah, very special.
We drove through
mountains.
Those.
Cool. Yeah, Colorado was okay.
Mountaintops.
Do people drink a lot of G&Ts in Colorado?
I didn't have G&T until I moved to New York, you know?
That's the cosmopolitan beverage.
Yeah. I
You got off the bus and somebody handed you one.
Yeah. Big New City York. Lights, 18 years old, Union Square. Here, have a G&T.
Oh, man, I knew you'd arrived.
You got drunk and you played chess with someone in Union Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the arrival.
That's it was good, all over from there.
Good New York hello.
Almost got hit by a cab.
Yep, yep.
Pigeon landed on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about New York?
Saw David Schwimmer walking down the street.
Orlando Bloom. Did see Orlando. First celebrity sighting.
Mm. Yes.
I was walking to work. He was running in my direction. We made eye contact.
Nice. Did he run into you?
I think he wanted to, but he didn't. You know? That's what I felt.
You felt the connection.
Now, I felt it.
What a gentleman.
He's an androgynous son of a gun, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He has those kind of features that you're just...
Kind of elfin.
Yeah. You Very just don't elfin. Care, frankly. You're like, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, what
man,
are you?
Woman,
who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're Bloom.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about everything. Man, yeah. Woman, whatever. Yeah, gender is a spectrum, you know?
I love this.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Gender is a spectrum.
Speaking of gender, let's slide on over to sexy science.
Yeah, let's do that. What do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines.
Yes, we do. We combine our loves of sex and science, and we discuss these things here. Well, now, what's this? This is from lifehacker.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is an incredible publication we got into. The title of this one is How to Have a Super Intense Squirting Orgasm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle. Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle. Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle.
Wow, that creature just had some fun. What the hell was that?
Who chose the Squirtle?
That's, I did.
Kolsky.
Isn't that from, what's it called?
Pokemon.
Thank you.
Oh.
Sexiest show of all time.
Oh, yes. Just a real, real sensual program.
Yeah, a lot of subtext there. Okay, basically, we rarely do a how-to here.
Yeah.
But squirting is all the rage, and Life Hacker tells us all how to join the club.
Sure they do. There's a quick side note here, though. The fluid squirted out of ladies' pee hole is itself highly debated. So a recent study claims that it's just piss, but that study only had 7 people in it. So, you know, I don't know, maybe 7 people pissed their pants.
Life Hacker said that. They're like, but the study only had seven people.
Well, that's not quite a study. That's just asking around, I guess. Some scientists say it comes from the Skene's gland, which is basically the lady prostate.
Who cares what that thin milky fluid is as long as you're squirting?
That's my life motto.
Who cares what the fluid is as long as it's coming out? So people want to know how to do this, though. People have asked us this before, and we didn't totally have the answer until we got into, what is it, lifehacker.com? Well, now we got all the answers. So here's how you do it. Let's
Number one. Step one, exercise your PC muscles. These are your Kegels, aka the muscles you use to hold your pee in, if you're looking for them.
Step two, yes, you got to remember to empty your bladder first.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you need to stroke your G-spot until you orgasm. That's a simple one for everyone, so that should be fine.
Sure. That applies to a general sexual situations. Step four, once you near orgasm, push down on those PC muscles, releasing and repeating. Bearing down is important because it'll help the fluid actually release from the urethra.
Step five, squirt and repeat.
I like step five.
We have a note here. If you can't squirt, no worries. Everybody's body is different.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Scientific magical mystery.
It is. It is the magical mystery tour.
But people talk about squirting a lot lately.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm into it. I just looked up how to do it the other day.
Did you?
Why not? Yeah.
Nice.
Did you find this article?
I didn't find the lifehacker.com. Although I did find a step-by-step article. It could have been the same one. I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't write it on the website.
I'll send it to you.
Thanks.
It's weird. It's hard to tell somebody how to do something with their body.
Yes.
Like, it's helpful, but like you can't really like be like, you know that feeling? Do that. You know, it feels kind of like intangible.
Like an old roadmap or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe, you know, it's like maybe you could get there with it, but you might have to make a different left, a different right.
You might have to go to Google Maps.
You might have to throw away an old roadmap and use Google Maps.
Waze, if you're really, you know, looking into the future.
Yeah. So
we haven't tried this yet.
No, we have
we
not.
Should do
we
it.
Should. Because I was just going to say, I don't think you've ever squirted when we were having sex.
I don't think I've ever squirted.
Moist. A lot of moisture.
Thanks.
But never like a full-on squirt, to my knowledge.
Yeah, no squirting so far. I think one time I got this like weird little vibrator in college. My friend and I got him, and it like looked like a tiny bullet. And I just put it on my clit, and it was like so crazy that I like peed everywhere. Does that count as squirting?
I mean, depending on who you're asking, what, they said something about the liquid that comes out of the pee hole. I guess it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's the urethra either way, but they're just like debating whether it's a different fluid. Yeah.
Is the urethra either way? That's interesting. Yeah, and I also think you usually can find that stuff out if you're experimenting with a vibrator rather than a partner. I mean, I guess marriage is different because we could just be like, put this here,
keep
let's try this,
forever,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not something you might want to dive into on in a one-night situation. But tonight's the night I'm going to try to learn how to squirt.
Do you feel left out because you're not in the squirt camp?
You know, I squirt. I squirt jizz.
Yeah, you squirt jizz, but that's different.
You're all about squirting. That's kind of your MO, you know?
I know. Yeah, and then just squirts, just, you know, my butt, but that's the bad squirts.
Yeah. We're not, no, that's no. Different.
Squirt the refreshing grapefruit
the Hershey
beverage.
Squirt.
Moist drink and squirt, you know?
Oh, squirt, actually. Yes. Squirt, I have not seen squirt in a long time. That went out with Five Alive, I guess.
But yeah. They might be having a renaissance.
They're probably, coming back. That's yeah. Their new campaign, should
Advertising
be.
On lifehacker.com.
Hashtag like, squirt.
Yeah, this is all a big ad for squirt.
How far have you ever squirted your jizz?
Me? Well, I used to because
I don't
experiment.
Think of you as like an across the room kind of.
No, I'm no Peter North, but very few of us are. I have tried if I don't jizz for a while, if I save up for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a timing thing, too. You can kind of get like a pinch off and then go and it gets a little bit more distance.
Right.
I bet you I could clear this table if I really
This is
tried.
About a 3.5 foot table.
I'm saying like leaning
table.
Up so that my penis is over the table and I could... I don't know. Maybe I could get to towards the end of the table.
Haas won't let us put our penises on the table.
Yeah, that's one of the rules.
That is one of the rules posted in the room.
I've been trying to put my penis on the table since I got here. Oh, I'm a real curmudgeon.
But you saw the sign and you were like, all right, rules
fine,
are rules.
I guess.
No fun. Haas, how far do you squirt?
I think going off of what Murph said, I could not clear the table.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you name something you could clear?
Sure. An anthill.
Great.
Classic average size anthill.
Just one of those, yeah.
Just jerking off in the backyard. And, yeah.
It's a unit of measurement.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, it's like a stone. It's like a British unit of measurement. An anthill.
Yeah.
Well,
those
are the
ants.
Steps. Those poor ants. If those ants are working at
They
That's
did not see it coming.
Oh, yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Rick Moranis is out there jizzing in the yard. Just looks huge to those little kids.
Yeah. Oh. He kills his own children with his jizz.
That's how that movie ends.
Well, they cut that scene.
Yeah, that's the alternate ending. Yes. Buy the DVD to see ending number two.
Yeah. They brought both to the studio and they said, well, it ends happily. The kids get big again when two of them start dating. The neighbors come together. But then there's this other ending where Moranis just comes all over his backyard in grief, missing his children, and he kills them.
But in all seriousness, what? I'm drunk.
Seriousness.
In all seriousness. In all seriousness.
This GMT went right to my dome. No, in all seriousness, do you remember when their aunt friend in that movie kills the scorpion to save them and dies?
He
it's
dies.
Like the saddest
she
thing.
Dies. Yeah, it was very sad.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it was like. Yeah, it made all sorts of weird noises and died.
Haas just leaned over to his mic to nod.
Yeah, he's so excited.
Well, I had nothing to really add other like, than, I know about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that was a sad part.
Mm.
There's a lot of sad people out there.
Yeah, there are. And we like to try to help them in a little something called listener love.
Listener mailbag.
Anika, what we do here is people write into us or they tweet at us or they, you know, they grab us in a bar and be like, hey, what's going on? I need help.
It's true.
And so we try to help them. So feel free to jump in if you have any advice for these poor souls.
Great.
First, this week, who do we have, Haas?
Our first question was DM'd to us from Marjorie in Cheyenne, Wyoming, via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Marjorie wonders, I am aroused by the crucifix. Am I going to hell?
Yeah.
I can't imagine there is a hell, but there's that.
Yeah.
Well, if you turn the cross upside down, it kind of looks like a dick and balls.
It does.
That's beautiful. I think that's a beautiful thing. Yes. I think you're definitely going to hell, and you should probably embrace that, because all the good people are going to end up there anyway, and no one's having good sex in heaven. That's for damn sure.
bunch of just quiet, slow missionary going on up in heaven.
Hell's just a good party. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that dick and balls, though, because I don't think people should be worshiping a dick and balls.
I agree.
That's fair.
Yep, that's true.
That's fair.
Yeah, maybe a Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Worship that Virgin Mary. You just kind of you stared
purse.
Up.
I wasn't.
Anika's eyes went up somewhere towards
said
the.
Said it. Wasn't sure how I felt about it afterwards.
It looked very angelic.
Well, also
though.
The crucifix is. We're talking not just the cross. The crucifix, I believe, as far as Catholics are concerned, is it has the image of the shirtless, you know, muscular Jesus on it. So
shirtless.
He is on the crucifix.
I know, but it's
they
just funny
he
to
has
imagine
a
him with like a t-shirt on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a deep V-neck.
Yeah, it's a...
Dangling.
Jesus in a deep V.
Oh, man.
Jesus just in a leather harness up there on the cross, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's sexy. That's getting it going.
But... I do wonder, Marjorie, if you're turned on by like the idea of Jesus.
Sure.
Or like by the like naughty dogma rules mm-hmm. imposed by
taboo.
Religion. I would wonder where that stems from.
Remember, in the Madonna video, the black Jesus came down off of the crucifix, and I believe they made love at the end of that video. I don't know if it was shown, but it was implied.
Alternate ending.
She blew him, Moranis was jerking off in the corner. Father Moranis.
Yeah, and then she drowns in his jizz. That is how it ends.
I'm not a religious person by any means, but maybe you guys know this. Because I'm pretty sure God isn't a virgin because he has a son. Mm-hmm. But is Jesus a virgin?
But Mary's a virgin and she has a son.
Well, you're right.
Yes. The Immaculate Conception.
Also, who's Jesus's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
am who's I right?
It's Mary,
God, too.
It's supposed to be Mary.
Oh, that's right.
No. But
wait, how does sex work again?
No, but Anika's right, because a lot of times people say Jesus is the son of God, but he's also the human. I know nothing about religion.
Human son of Mary and Joseph.
Yes.
And
you got
correct?
It. You got it.
Okay.
Mary
really
and Joseph.
Bible
yes.
study over here.
And isn't Jesus God, though?
In Catholicism, there's the trilogy. There's the Father,
the trifecta,
the trifecta,
the
Triforce, in Zelda.
It's a lot like Zelda.
It's Ganon, it's Link, and it's the princess. It's the Father, the Holy Ghost is the other thing. It's like the Holy Spirit.
Well, we've talked Jesus about this, but what the fuck is the Holy Spirit?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Anika, do you know much about religion?
Clearly.
Specifically.
Clearly, I know a lot. I grew up in the most evangelical area in the nation, but I kind of tuned that out at
some
point.
Oh, nice. You managed to avoid it. That's good.
Yeah. You know,
otherwise, you never would have bumped into Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. How would I have ever met Orlando Bloom?
Or had a gin and tonic.
Yeah. I moved to New York, you know, to just like have my own anti-spiritual experience.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the answer here is we don't know.
No. Yeah, I think that helped. Who else do we have on us?
Our second question is from Barry in Argentina. Wow. Via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Barry asks, I found some weird underwear in my laundry. I am nervous my wife is cheating on me, but it could just be a laundromat mix-up. Is there a way to ask without accusing her of anything?
Yeah, you could be like, are these yours?
Yes. Honesty, right?
Well, just be
no, are
like,
these yours? Be like, these are not mine.
Yeah, but
wait,
I mean,
he
just,
found weird underwear?
I just mean, if you played, I think honesty is the best policy, but if you're like nervous to bring it up, you could just play dumb about this weird article of clothing.
Right.
It doesn't have to like have a meaning attached to it.
No.
I think probably the best thing to do is like, sit down and establish a very mature and open line of communication with your partner. Hey, found some underwear. Not sure what they are. How do you feel about them? Have you ever seen them before? And then hopefully you have this great two-way relationship where you can talk to someone who you love about the things going on in your life. And if you can't, then maybe you should repair that or find someone who you can talk to.
Holy shit, that sounds
damn
nice.
Also, you're in Argentina. There's a lot of hot people down there. You'll be fine.
Argentina is a hot spot.
Boom.
You legitimately got helped. You might be the first one ever, so
I'm sorry,
feel
I got
good
real
about
there.
That. No, that was great.
Got real there.
We're just over here jazzing into the wind.
You got helped, Barry.
You got helped. Who else do we have? Finally.
And lastly, Ben in Brooklyn emailed us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com. Ben says, when I listen to your podcast, I LOL. People on the train think I'm weird? That was a question, so.
All right, well.
Did you submit this?
Yes, Ben from
Ben,
Brooklyn.
Ben, this is you.
Did you email this in, Ben?
No.
Ben, come on.
It's okay if you laugh on the train.
What does lol mean?
Laughing.
Out loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Laughing out loud.
Laughing out loud.
Yeah. Are you serious?
What?
What? You were just talking about how you felt old and we were watching the VMAs.
Yeah, but LOL, laugh out loud.
I thought that was just like a noise.
It was like, law.
Yeah, like that kind of laugh.
Yeah. You know that kind of, it's like an old grandpa laugh. Like,
laugh.
Yeah, I once knew an old person who thought it meant lots of love. He's like, hey, son, hope things are going well for you. Lol. Dad. You know?
And he's cute, like, right? I hope things are going well for you, and I'm laughing in your face. Like, that doesn't sound sincere, Dad.
Things are going way better for me. Yeah. Lol. Dad.
Yeah, hope you're doing well. Dad. Right? I mean, that's awkward.
Oh. Well, I like to do things. When I look at the train, I see people with earbuds in. I like to imagine what they're listening to, depending on their reaction.
I have an incident where I was listening to a different comedy podcast. And
you fucker.
I'm sorry. But
you're fired.
I know, right? And I was waiting for the train, and I was laughing to myself, and a guy who probably just had a bad day, was already probably upset by something, he perceived that I was laughing at him, and he went up to me and started pointing in my face.
Oh, man.
And I tried to explain to him that I was listening to a podcast, and he didn't know what that was. So it got real complicated.
Real complicated real fast.
But he didn't punch me in the face, so that was good.
That's at least good.
Aww. That's your moneymaker.
Yeah, I know. Don't damage that mug.
Your face that no one sees.
That no one sees.
As a sound man.
That's it. Yeah, I think that man needs to just download a podcast or two.
Right.
Get his life together.
I've definitely LOL'd on the train. Whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I think you should live your life wherever you want. If you want a lol, girl, just lol.
Just love a lot.
She just said girl to Ben in Brooklyn.
Yes. Girl. Well, speaking of, you know what we have going on right now. Those questions, they got legitimate advice. That might be the most legitimate advice that anyone's ever received on this show. So we want to thank you for that. Peace, kiss to the sky.
There's some prayer going on.
That one goes up to
on.
The Holy Ghost and sexy Jesus up there on the cross. We answered some questions, but now we have some questions for our guest. Mm. Anika, these are called six sections. And
six rapid fire sex questions.
Great. Yeah, so you just answer as quickly as you can.
I'm ready.
All right, ready? Starts now. Number one, which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
Blanche.
What's the sexiest animal?
Giraffe.
69 or 420?
69.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Orlando Bloom.
I was hoping. What U.S. president would you bone?
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Thinking ahead.
Jesus.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Eat pussy.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow.
Better dive, boys and girls and everybody else.
I've never agreed more with that.
Yeah,
answer.
Deal breaker. Serious deal breaker.
People are always like, friendliness. I'm like, shut
sense
up.
Of humor.
Just kidding. Honesty. We love all our guests.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. It's like, if
very
you
misguided.
If you ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just wrote that.
Nope. Some follow ups, Blanche. So you're a dirty whore.
Yes. In fact, had an interesting conversation all day about someone thinking I'm a slut. It's fine.
My.
It's totally cool. I'm owning it. You're, I'm taking it back.
Yeah, that's lame.
Fuck yeah, enjoying life.
Yeah, because like people are sexual and you should experience that in many ways. Sex is like, we think of it as this one thing, but it's actually, as gender is a spectrum, I think sexuality is a spectrum. You know, you can like have a nice ice cream cone, real sexual experience.
On one end.
You very can, sensual.
you know, bend over for someone in a bathroom, have another sexual experience. It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
It is a spectrum.
Yeah.
Blanche bent over so many southern gentlemen in a bathroom.
While eating an ice cream cone,
yes.
Yeah.
Wearing Depends.
Yes, as long as her dentures weren't too sensitive for that ice cream cone.
Oh.
I loved Blanche Devereaux.
I love Blanche. She's a wonderful character.
Remember when
they're all good, though.
Found out about Big Daddy? And
her
that,
father
that
was having
was
an
very
affair
bizarre
with a black woman.
Yes, with I think Mammy. Did she call her Mammy, or was I just thinking?
No, I think that's something you've projected.
Well, this episode was yeah.
No, but it was very.
She was a straight up Mammy character.
Yeah, no, she was like someone who had lived with their family and done their housekeeping and all of that. But that was good. She had to learn.
No, it
which proves that as an old person, you can still.
And still learn
enlighten
something.
Yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Blanche is a worldly woman.
She really is. She's been around. She gets it.
Yeah.
I love shoulder pads too. I wore them last night.
Yes. You look dynamic. You were triangular shoulders.
Okay.
A sexy triangle.
Trilogy.
The trilogy.
Oh, gee. Wow. Push down on shoulder pads. Squirt. Repeat. You said
that's
giraffe.
The last step.
Giraffe. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
I think it was a visual representation of some subconscious thought. I was having long neck, spots.
Yep.
Tall.
Yep.
Dick with a face at the end.
Yes.
Huge tongue.
Huge.
Giraffe's
long.
Black
we're talking
tongue.
About eating pussy. That long, dark tongue. Also, if you flip them upside down, they look like a dick and balls.
Yeah, there you go. Giraffe. Crucifix.
They're just like nature's crucifix.
They are. I'm glad finally someone said it. 69 you picked over 420.
Yeah.
Great.
Sex over weed.
Kanye.
Yeah. Would anyone actually vote for him?
I would.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. I appreciate that.
Does it not worry you that he's insane?
I think most people have to be insane to want to be the president of the United States.
Right.
That's truth. Every president is a sociopath in one.
Well, and to get to that level, you have blood on your hands.
Oh, sure.
There's the lesser of evils, but it's not.
No.
Pure.
Yeah.
Eating pussy. We talked about that.
Giraffes
wonderful.
Also, they come out. They come out and they just run away. Right. They're like horses. When they are birthed, they can walk immediately. They can run around.
Yeah. Like
that's
Blanche.
Sexy. Like Blanche. Blanche just came out of the womb and was having a cocktail and
around,
partying.
Drinking a G&T,
Let's connect everything. Oz is on the train, doesn't know what lolling is. That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
It's all right.
I'll figure it out.
LOL means a lot.
Hey, you
of
know,
things
an like ongoing that. Thing with our podcast.
Right.
Is I'm not that familiar with the terminology of the female anatomy. I know how it works.
Mm, do you?
Yeah.
There was enough of a hesitation there. So
how horrifying.
Yeah, the terminology
is. I've been reading up on it on the train.
Oh.
Nice.
Get weird looks, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, people peek over that shoulder. They see an eighth grade health class diagram
Wait,
of a vulva.
Tell us something you learned.
Oh, man. Put on the spot.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
Talk about that spot.
You brought up your studies.
It's true. So apparently, no, I can't talk about spraying because we already covered that.
Squirting.
It's
squirting.
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
You got me lolling over here.
Well.
Guy spraying for cockroaches over here.
Oh jeez.
The exterminator.
Jeez. So they're not curtains. They're called. Oh boy. Yep, I forgot already.
Are you
labia.
Serious?
The labia.
Thank you.
Menorah and majora.
Yeah. And I prefer the menorah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
the Jew labia.
Jew labia over here.
Oh, interesting. Never heard that before.
We like to make that joke.
Eight nights of just
eat
in
pussy.
The curtains. Yes.
Of spraying. Interesting.
I'm glad that you're diving in, though, and trying to study up on it, because... You know,
it's important.
You don't know something, you go and you learn about
it.
We all have to learn.
Too.
You
ask questions.
And you should feel free to ask questions of your sexual partners, too. It's important.
Yes.
Yeah, up till the age of 32. Okay. And then you can no longer ask
questions.
I got a couple more years.
Yeah, you have a couple years.
What's that?
Playing doctor.
Time out. What's that?
That's my belly button, asshole.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
All
Does
right.
it spray?
Let's resume.
Yeah, you wouldn't like pop the hood of a car if you didn't know what the hell was going on. You can mess something up.
Yeah.
No, ask some questions.
Yeah.
Take a class, an auto repair class.
Read a dictionary. Look up starter. What is it?
Yeah, can I ask you one more question? What materials?
Oh, please.
Sorry, Haas. No. What materials are you studying? When you say you're studying up on the train.
I went to Planned Parenthood and got some.
They have good materials.
They have good materials there. So I got some of those.
Wait, did you walk into a Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm.
Good for
That's
you.
I took a tour, too.
Cheers to you.
Yeah.
They give tours?
They do.
Oh, my God. You're
you
so
know that?
Cool. I didn't know they gave tours. I used to volunteer for Planned Parenthood.
Oh, that's
actually.
Awesome.
But here's the thing. Make sure you knock first before you go in those rooms. Oh, boy.
I used to go to Planned Parenthood in my 20s and get the morning after pill.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And crush it up and snort it.
High five.
Yeah.
Blowing lines and Plan B.
Oh, that's why I have so many kids.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
I thought that's
think.
How you used it, though. Not correct?
Okay. No.
Well.
Just put it on a CD case. And
it's for the morning after.
Just lay a line on a glass table. And
driver's license out and cut that up.
Gator tails. Those are fat lines. Man, guys, we
Does anybody want more gin?
I do.
Sure.
Here we go.
Great.
The only issue here, though, is that the ice is.
Ice is melting.
Haas wants a little, too.
Isis. A little Haas.
The ISIS is melting. This is a really offensive episode.
You know, I'm sorry.
We're going for it. Fuck it. Fuck it. We're at this point, we're doing lines of Plan B. I mean, we're off the rails.
Oh,
we're playing by our own rules.
Yeah, we're just trying to promote Squirt and Planned Parenthood here.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Hashtag Squirt.
And spectrums. There's spectrums for every fucking
Yeah,
thing.
That's true.
Hashtag educate yourself.
Yeah. Read a book.
You know what there's not a spectrum for? Consent.
That's true.
I'm just trying
you
to make
said
up
that
for
with
all
such
the
strength.
That's true.
Yeah.
100% agreed.
Yes.
I want someone to walk away and be like, you know, that podcast does some good.
Yeah.
I heard it.
She was talking about the Jew menorah, but then she said consent. There's no spectrum, and I feel like she really...
Cheers to that. Excuse me.
Yep.
Cheers
to that.
Guys, we support consent on this podcast.
We require consent.
We require. Thank
you. We won't
you.
Force you to listen.
Well, we might.
Now
okay.
We're getting into those warm G&Ts.
Mm.
That's where we want to be.
I love a good warm G&T.
Mm-hmm. You know who else does? No, I don't know. That segue was garbage.
Well, can I try one?
It didn't even make sense. Yeah. All right. Ready?
All right.
You know who else loves G&Ts?
No, I was going to try a different segue.
Oh, yeah.
Is that cool?
That's.
Gin and tonic, epic power couple.
You know who else is a power couple? Our PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know it. A public benefit corporation carrying over 11 million passengers on an average weekday.
And you know them, humanoids in a rush making their way around this great city. We're talking about the MTA.
And New Yorkers. We probably did this before, right? I mean, we're like fucking 70-some episodes in. I don't know. We're trying to come up with power couples.
Oh, we've definitely done something with the train before.
I don't remember this specifically, but yeah. So here we are.
It's relevant.
Yes. It's a love-hate relationship, I feel this is an abusive relationship.
Yeah, people hate the train when it doesn't work. But when it does work, they forget all about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're lucky that they're not stuck in traffic.
God, people get so heated about the train, too.
Don't they?
It's like, you can't do anything about it. Why don't you just sit back and enjoy the ride? You know, maybe talk to your person next to you. But I feel like people use that as an excuse to talk to people.
Yes, they do. When it's stalled.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The train. I can't. What? Are you kidding me?
What's going on?
Like, I mean, I always take the F train, but it never comes. So I've been taking the B train. And then... I just don't even take the train anymore. I just take cabs. I don't even know why I got out of here. And
Jesus.
It's like, God,
will you just look
like
at this?
Clawing at the doors.
Yeah. Just will you please just look at this female anatomy chart with me, please? Just, I mean, Jesus, the train stalled.
Look at that guy. He's laughing at me. He's laughing. He's obviously laughing at
God,
me.
God, he's lolling so hard right now.
Guy can't stop lolling.
La 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 la
la la la la la.
I agree that people get too angry about the train, but when I did get angry is when I found out they had like a $2 billion surplus, and then I was like, they shouldn't be charging us so much. Because the MTA is a private company, and they're, hiking the fairs
they're
constantly.
Partially private is the problem. They're the mix between the public and the private sector. So they get some of those tax dollars from New York City to do certain things because it's got to stay running. It's a monopoly too because there's no one can. I mean, cabs, but as far as public transportation, it's the MTA or nothing.
Yeah.
Right. No even competes. If you're like, fuck the F train, I'm going to take the G train. That's still all the MTA.
Still all going in their pocket. What train do you mess around with? Because the G train, I feel like we don't love the G train.
G train's tough. Yeah. I live off the M and the L train. Took the M train to get here. Mm-hmm. Lovely train.
Yeah.
Mostly
is
outside.
The M good?
The M stops outside. Running at 11:30. So.
AM.
Yeah, it stops.
Not AM.
If you don't get to work by
real, limited.
The L has just cut out at all overnight now anymore.
I'm just like walking everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just the thing I'm doing, just walking.
Just walking.
2 hour walk? Great. Whatever.
I'll get there eventually.
It's a money saving tactic, actually.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It does. It saves you that $250, is it now?
Yeah.
$275, I think.
What the hell?
I don't know.
You know what they've been doing, though? They do this thing when I'm getting on the L train. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go put some money on my MetroCard. And they're like, no cards accepted. And I don't have cash. And then I have to.
Who has cash anymore?
Or like a thing. I can't exactly remember what happens, but I have to like. It forces me to buy a new MetroCard. Like, I can't refill my MetroCard, so then I have to give them an extra
another fucking dollar.
And I think they do it on purpose, and I'm wondering if there's a study that's like, how many extra dollars is the MTA making off of these moments where they just shut down all capability to pay for their services?
Right.
That reminds me, what's really frustrating is when you fly out of JFK, you have to pay when you use the air train. So you have to buy a card.
That you're never going to use.
That you're never going to use.
Nope.
I have like
also
so many
a dollar?
Extras.
That flimsy ass plastic? That's not a fucking dollar to
so
make that.
So annoying.
That's 30 cents.
The only reason I like that is it encourages people
ballpark
to recycle, like to reuse that card instead of like getting a new thing every time they need to. But because of that, they have to make that super easy for people.
Yes.
Also, they don't tell you. When I first moved to New York, got out of the plane.
The wagon.
Gin and tonic in hand, you know.
Covered wagon.
Jumped on Orlando Bloom's shoulders. And
Orlando Bloom
He took you
me.
To the MTA.
Yeah. I didn't know that you could reuse your card. I bought, every time I ran out, I threw it away and bought a new one.
So did I. I did the same
thing
when I first
moved here.
Yeah, they don't tell
you. Nope. I must have spent so much money. Yep. And then one day it was like, I pushed the wrong button. It was like, refill your card. And I was like, yeah.
If that's a possibility, sure.
Not to call anybody out, but no one told me that, and I knew immediately.
Oh,
because
smarty.
The first selection is new card or refill your card.
I did that for months. I did that for months. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I get it. You're an artist. Like,
I don't really pay. I'm just like trying to live outside the box here, you know? Like, they put everything in a box.
Also, I jumped a lot of turnstiles when I first moved here, too.
Mm, me too.
And the other thing I want to do is I don't know how to make apps. I don't know anything about that kind of technology. But if anyone out there does and wants to help me with this, I want an app that is an MTA card sharing app. So you...
You have this idea.
I want to do this because the MTA fucks a lot. Anytime someone asks me for a swipe, if I'm exiting and they're going, I do the unlimited shit. So if they're leaving, it's like, can I get a swipe? Always swipe. I want to get people in. Let's get people on the train if they need to go somewhere. But I want to have an app where you could...
Cops could be listening.
Say, oh, fucking cops. It's not...
Fuck cops.
Yeah, first of all, fuck
187, I'm a fucking cop.
For a second. You've got...
I just did a gang sign. I'm sorry.
Yo, you've had half a dozen quotes in this episode that I feel need to be...
Explain your idea to Anika, though, because it's great.
Yeah,
basically, because
really
apps are cool.
She just fell asleep.
Oh, no.
No,
yeah,
I am
she's
serious.
Passed out. apps are so great. They got so many weird technologies with these apps that I don't even understand. So it's a GPS situation. You get on the app and you say, who's going somewhere? Who's coming from somewhere?
Right.
And there are shared MTA cards. Now, if I were
like
investing
a monthly
in this
unlimited
app,
situation.
Monthly unlimiteds are out there. And we buy a bunch of them. Anyone who signs up for the app. And we share all these so that we can all kind of ride on a couple of cards.
Yeah.
And you would know when you're leaving your house, you're like, oh, I checked the app. Oh, so-and-so is leaving and they're going to get off at the Graham stop. And
so there'd be a handoff.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's great because they're overcharging. If they weren't, I'd be like, I don't really want to like fuck over this company. But like I said, that $2 billion surplus is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a monopoly. And they're also just always repairing because the system was not, it can't hold, as we said, whatever the hell it is, 11 million people weekdays. Mm-hmm. Like, that is difficult. I'm not saying that it's not an easy thing to get that many people here and there, but I feel like I think we should just start fucking them over with a good app is what I'm saying.
What would you call that app? Do you have any ideas for like what you would call that app?
Fuck the system.
Yeah.
You're a real classic.
Fuck the system. Yeah. There's no, it's self-explanatory. Everyone would just download it based on the name.
Oh, and fuck then they'd the be like, system. What? Cool.
I don't even live in New York, but I'll download
Akron,
this app.
Yeah, you're in Akron, Ohio. Wow, I can't use this
I'll
at
fuck
all. But
the system.
All
right, I'm going to go for it. I think I got a good one.
Okay.
Yes.
My turnt style.
Ooh.
Turnt style.
I love pun apps.
Yeah. That sounds like a MTA prostitution situation.
Yeah.
Which sounds is like great, it. But not what we're discussing.
I mean, that can be a part of it. Yes.
I would call it ride along.
Ride along. Ice-T and Kevin Hart, sure.
Ride together, but the two is a two.
I love it. A cool like a app. Boy band from the 90s.
Yes.
Yes. That is ride together.
And every time you swipe, it's like, ride together.
Girl, we want to get you to your job.
Boys, too.
Woo!
Yeah, so that's an app. The only name I had for it was just the song Fantastic Voyage in my mind. It's just
Wait,
like,
Fantastic Voyage is a great name.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic voyage.
It is a fantastic voyage.
Sharing your rides together.
Let's start it. I don't know how to make an app.
I can make
You could design
the
logo for it.
Yeah, I make a great app, like a... like a nice mozzarella stick, you know, or a hummus splatter.
Get that blooming onion out
really,
of there.
Really great apps.
You almost censored yourself, and I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you followed through with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this spinach dip is called Fantastic Voyage. People don't know why.
Long and rad. Oh, man.
Fantastic. Bread sticks.
Yeah.
Bread, slickety bread. I'm just supporting you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, MTA and New Yorkers, we salute you.
Yeah. Good. So good luck with that abusive relationship.
Yikes.
We want to have something that's less abusive and more just, you know, powerful and dynamic and... exciting and sensual and all of the above. And something called virtual sugar.
We are off our game.
That segue took a long time. Too long. I just started saying words. I don't even know what I said.
Can I try one?
I had a mini stroke. Yeah, go ahead.
App sounds virtual. See on virtual sugar.
Yes. That's so much better. Anika, take a crack at this.
Oh, sorry.
We're going into virtual sugar. Go ahead.
Pour some sugar on me?
Yes! Woo! That's a winner.
Finally, someone with some sense around here.
Yeah. Well,
what do we do here, Murph?
Here we like to invite our guest to go on an improvised date.
See you in action.
We want to see you in action. The listeners want to hear you in action. Great. So... you can choose anyone in the room that you want to go on a date with.
Okay.
You're playing yourself.
Uh-huh.
They're playing somebody strange, probably, the way this usually goes. And then the rest of us can kind of jump in on to play any ancillary characters or anything else that may come up.
Great.
Right. And the only thing we pick for you is the location of the date, which will be a tattoo parlor.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. This is a first date at a tattoo parlor.
Exciting.
Bold choice.
Great.
So who do you want to go on the date with?
I'm going to take my friend Ben Haas, as they call you.
The Haas, yeah.
The Haas,
The
yeah.
Haas. Mm-hmm. Haas.
We're going to go on a date at the tattoo parlor.
This is exceptional.
Date begins
now.
Hey, what's up, Anika?
Oh, hey, how you doing? We met at the coffee shop the other day.
We did.
Yeah.
You really riveted me with that talk about... remind me what
Kim Gordon
what's the band?
Sonic Youth, yeah, seminal band.
They're cool.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, thanks so much for like walking in on my conversation and
hey guys, I'm Barbara. I'll be giving you your tattoos today. Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to look at the book?
Yeah, we've been looking at the Flash stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking of butterfly. Like, I'm trying to, you know, like fly. Like, I'm just trying to be free. How about you?
I was thinking of getting something with wings, too.
Cool. No offense, but butterflies are dumb. So I actually don't do those anymore.
Hey, Barb. Psst. Hey, Barb, come here for a sec.
What, Jimbo?
Barb.
Jimbo.
Don't ever, you know, tell customers they shouldn't be getting certain kind of tattoos.
Hey, Jimbo, newsflash, tats are forever.
Yeah, Barb, I know. I got your damn face all over my back.
Hey,
I can't get rid of it.
Hey, guys, we're just trying to,
Sorry.
We kind of just met. We're doing a thing here. We're just really trying to get to know each other, but we thought it might be nice to, you know, like, honor our
parents
with a butterfly tattoo.
You guys have the same parents and you're dating?
What the hell?
No, our parents
separately.
Yeah. Just.
Oh, all right. We're talking two sets of parents.
Word up, mom and dad.
Yeah. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks. We're here meeting each other.
Oh, shit. Is this some kind of Christian trash?
No.
We don't do Christian trash here. That's the one thing I will draw the line on.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You don't do upside down crucifixes, though?
No, I'll do a cock and balls if you want. I'll do a very graphic cock and balls with a lot of veins.
On a cross?
Well, Barb will. She's the
cock
artist.
Cock and balls on a cross?
Cock and balls on a cross.
Ben, how do you feel about that?
I mean, my dad's got cock and balls.
Oh, my God. Okay, great.
The man's father has cock and balls. Barb. What?
You know, I did Jesus recently, but I only do them in a t-shirt. I have never seen a cock and ball, so I'd have trouble drawing it, but I'm not saying I couldn't do it. You just got to explain how important it is to me and maybe show me some kind of sex manual.
Well, I know, Ben, you said earlier when we, you know, when we showed up that you'd been reading a lot of anatomy books. I know female anatomy, but what?
I thought that was a good like icebreaker too, just to talk about how I've been reading about anatomy.
It's so important that you understand my body.
Yeah, and I was like pointing specifically to my favorite parts.
Oh, yeah, great.
And you love that.
Yeah, because I told you the deal breaker was you eat pussy or you get the fuck out.
And
know?
I was like, oh, I know all about it, baby.
sorta. Sounds so different from our relationship. Jimbo and I have been married for 12 years. He has no genitals. And
just a Ken doll down there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I lost him in a real
I wish
real
he had a Ken doll down
accident.
There.
Tried to get a herd of giraffe tattooed on my dick and it...
I'm sorry. The needle slipped. The dick is gone. Let's move on with the program.
Slipped. You shoved it right through. Yeah. Oh, I love you, but I hate you at the same time.
But you're good, right? You're good at
tattooing.
I mean, tattoos. I'm the only one who does it in this location, so okay. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I visualize the tats. She stamps them down.
You know, he's the thinker. I'm the drinker.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I mean, drawer.
Wow. Hey, Ben, how do you feel about ice cream?
I think we should get some ice cream. Right.
Hey, Jimbo, Barb, it's been real nice, but I think we might go
Jimbo, lock the door. They're going to flee.
Rocky Road, Tat. They're gone.
Oh,
we're
God.
Out the door.
You know, I heard her say something about eating pussy. Maybe we could try that.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss my dick and balls.
When?
But look, I still want to pleasure you.
I keep the lights on. Now get on the floor. I'm going to sit on your fat face.
Well, that little Hazzy character looks like he dropped his manual here. Well, I hear the parts, I guess. All right.
Oh, that drawing's disgusting.
Yeah, this clitoris looks like a edamame. Well, all right.
I told you I had a Japanese grandfather. I'm gonna run out for lunch.
All right. that was a successful date. Oh my!
I feel like the fact that you guys ran away together is promising.
That is. Yeah. That feels like a second date. I would count the ice cream that you're about to have as a second date.
Yeah, even. I'm just thinking of Blanche the whole time. You know?
Two dates in one day. Blanche Devereaux.
Devereaux,
I'm thinking about Blanche the whole time, too.
Yes.
Perfect.
We got Blanche on the mind.
That in common.
Hot tip, Oz. You shouldn't be thinking about Blanche when you're going out with Anika.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, God.
Get it
right?
You should be thinking of Dorothy.
Dorothy. All right.
I'm just lost. Flinging cards all over the place here.
Well, I feel sad. And it's not just because I lost one of my note cards.
No. No, I think it's because we got to say goodbye to Anika.
Oh, shit. I feel sad about that.
I feel real sad about that. Aww. She was such a pleasure to have here in the studio. Guys, you don't have to say goodbye forever. You can check out Chump's latest album, Teenage Retirement. It's available on Anchorless Records.
Yes, indeed. And Chump will be playing the Fest. If you don't know, that's a rad punk musical festival in Gainesville, Florida in October. So take a trip to Florida and check it out.
Yes, it's the best thing about Florida. Chumped is also on Twitter, folks. You got to get at Chumped Band.
Anything else, m'lady?
No, this music's just really taking me somewhere.
Ooh, thank you, Anika. And we'd also like to thank our producer, Bohemian. That's Ben Hosley.
Yes, yes. Can't wait to see that butterfly tat. My voice gave up on me. Please, we also want to thank our mama, UCB Comedy. Thanks for letting us suckle at your teat.
Please tweet us at Menage Radio. And also, we've been getting a lot of great tweets about your favorite episode and why for our very special gift package. We'd like you to know we'll be DMing y'all shortly for those addresses. Keep those tweets coming. If you don't remember, that special package includes a t-shirt, a button, and a very special surprise.
I'm so excited about this very special surprise.
Can I guess?
Yeah, yeah, take a guess.
Is it pubes?
We're not answering yay or nay.
How the fuck did you know that?
God damn it, they're pubes.
I just threw it out there, yeah.
They're one of each of our pubes.
It's a how to squirt guide written in pubes.
Boom. It's like in true serial killer fashion.
just spelling it out in pubes.
Give me a razor and some glue sticks and I'll take care of it.
This took me 17 years to create.
This contest is sponsored by Squirt, the sweet grapefruit beverage. Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com and check us out on our website, menageatoisradio.com.
Wait, is a Squirt grapefruit?
Yeah.
So it's like so, Fresca. Right?
Tangy.
But with sugar.
Tangier than Fresca.
I thought Squirt, and this is my bad, was like a lame Sprite knockoff.
No.
Haas just laughed at my face.
Yeah, I mean.
Gotta get you some Squirt, girl.
Thanks, Anika. We can talk after class. goodbye, everyone.
Class is dismissed.
Hot nips forever.
Two of them, preferably.
We don't judge.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.